Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 326, we're going to talk about online courses, self-hosted LMS versus third-party platform. And recently, as you know, if you listen to this podcast, Tim and I launched our much-awaited Divi Business Expert course, which is going great, by the way. We're absolutely loving it. Students are engaged, getting lots of positive, great feedback. It's been awesome. I'm not just saying that because it's our course. That's literally the feedback that we've been getting. So I'm really happy about that. But we wanted to talk about LMSs. You know, LMS stands for Learning Management System. You know, the pros and cons of, you know, hosting your own LMS versus hosting a course on a third-party platform like Teachable, Udemy, Lynda.com, some of those more famous platforms. You know, some of the pros, some of the cons and stuff. And just kind of give you our thoughts of what we think because, you know, we've kind of done both. So, Tim, you want to get us kicked off on today?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the first point is with self-hosted, you own the platform versus they own the platform if you're using something like Teachable, Udemy, etc. And so there's definitely a lot of benefits of owning the platform. When you're using their system, they essentially own that customer. If you release a online course about something related but different, you don't have a way to market to those customers again in the same way that you do if you own the platform. And so, you know, like with David and I, we plan on the course that we just launched, refining, adding lessons, making it better and stuff. But we also plan on adding additional courses on, you know, things like online marketing and so forth. And so customers that are part of that, we can promote it to them. And if they're interested, they can buy, where you don't have that when you don't own the platform.
Absolutely. Upselling and cross-selling is huge on your own platform.
Yeah.
And it gives you that ability. Another reason why is, you know, one of the advantages, maybe, especially if you're a new, you know, person who's putting a course out and you don't really have an audience, I might see an advantage of having a third-party platform like a Teachable or Udemy because they've already got a massive audience that they can promote. The problem is that you're in amongst 100,000 other instructors, you know, that there may be 10,000 courses in your niche. So the odds of you getting found are going to be slim and none. So another benefit, in my opinion, of having your own LMS, if you can do it, is, you know, you've got traffic coming to your website. You can build content around that, get it indexed with Google. And it is the long play, but in my mind, it's the much, much better play for yourself long term and stuff. Obviously, third-party platforms have no development costs. You have a development cost associated with your own LMS because you've got to take the time and spend the money to build it. If you don't have the developers to build it and you've got to pay someone, there's that cost right there.
Yeah, definitely. And so, I mean, I guess you can kind of talk about one-time cost versus ongoing cost. With Udemy, you're giving a commission on an ongoing basis. I was actually, as David was talking, looking up Udemy's cost. If you promote it yourself, then they give you 97% of the revenue if they someone signs up using your coupon. But if Udemy is promoting it and they're bringing you the customer, well, they take 50%. And so that's a big, big chunk. If you own the LMS and it's on your own website, you're using something like Lift for LMS with WordPress, well, you're not sharing revenue with anybody. Yeah, you have your hosting costs, of course, the typical things. If you're, you know, bought the Infinity bundle from Lyft or LMS, then, you know, you're going to need to renew that annually. So there's some costs on that, but you're not sharing revenue with a third party like you are with Udemy or Teachable and some of the other ones. So
yeah,
that's a big deal.
That's a very good point, and it is a big deal. So I guess my segue in a totally different topic is start building up your own audience, build up your own brand, start collecting emails, grab an email list, and start doing your own marketing so that you can do these things. This is the route Tim and I have gone. I would love to personally tell you that it was all foresight, you know, but it was hindsight. You know, I saw the writing on the wall and just intuitively knew to do some things, and collecting emails was one of them, and it's paid off really well for us because we've got in excess of 30,000 email subscribers that are interested. Well, you know, when you own your own list and you've got 30,000 email subscribers, you don't have to have 30,000 people purchase your products. We would love it. Don't get me wrong, but you know, it just doesn't take a whole lot to do really well and stuff. So, you know, one of the last and final things that we'll say about an hosting your own LMS versus a third-party platform is the amount of control that you have. Obviously, with your own self-hosted LMS, you own it. It's WordPress. You can do whatever you want to do. You can put any plugin you want to put on. You want to use some type of analytics tool or some type of marketing tool like Divi overlays to do upsells and stuff. You have that option. You know, you've got full control. Whereas with Teachable and Udemy and stuff, you have no control. You get what you get. Their structure is the way that it is. They may have upsell opportunities and stuff, but that you're not able to control how you know, want that visitor to flow. You kind of have to stay within their confines and their framework and stuff. And in my opinion, that's a huge sacrifice. Now, again, if you're brand new and you don't have an audience and you don't have a developer and you don't have those skills, starting out there may be the place for you. Do not plan to stay there forever, though. Be putting a plan together to move to your own platform.
Yeah, absolutely. And with LMS plugins for WordPress like Lifter, out of the box, you can do a lot. But you can, if you use their extensions, you can do anything imaginable. Like, for example, you can do really advanced quizzes. You could do create a like a coaching area where people that have a certain level of the membership or plan, they can come to this page where you have like coaching calls and stuff. And where Teachable or Udemy, while I haven't personally used them, what I've heard is it's limit on what you can do. They don't have all those things that you can just turn on all the time. And even if they do have some of those things, it's, again, it's limited by what they allow you to do. It's not like you can add your own extensions or anything, or have a developer custom code something that you want to do. And so I just want to further drive down that point of full control when you own the platform, which is a really big deal. And actually, David mentioned to me that he showed some friends of his that have done online courses on some of the hosted platforms like Udemy, showed them the LMS that he had for one of his courses, the Divi jQuery course, and they were blown away. Right, David?
Yeah, absolutely. They we're going to be partnering and doing some courses with them. And you know, they wanted to take a look at a self-hosted LMS, so I gave them access to our Transforming Divi with CSS and jQuery course, and they came back and were like, just, wow, you know, your platform is amazing, and this is a no-brainer. Now, one caveat, they're not developers. They're online marketers, so they didn't have the development team to go in and build out the LMS like we do. So, but once they saw it, and the power and flexibility and control, they instantly saw the value in it, and they thought, oh my goodness, you know, this is a no-brainer. Their comment to me was exactly, no-brainer. This needs to be done. We need to be doing this. So, you know, that's our spiel on self-hosted LMS versus third-party platform. We hope it helps you. Tomorrow we've got another great topic for WP the Podcast. We hope you join us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.